I was reading some Easter poetry today and looking for something to revive my heart. And I wasn't finding anything until I ran into this villanelle by Malcolm Guite called A Villanelle for Easter Day. And I want to share it with you. It goes like this. As though some heavy stone were rolled away, you find an open door where all was closed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. Lost in your own dark wood, alone, astray. You pause as though some secret were disclosed, as though some heavy stone were rolled away. You glimpse the sky above you, wan and gray, wide through those shadowed branches interposed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. Perhaps there's light enough to find your way. For now, the tangled wood feels less enclosed, as though some heavy stone were rolled away. You lift your feet out of the miry clay and seek the light in which you once reposed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. And then love calls your name. You hear him say, "The way is open. Death has been deposed, as though some heavy stone were rolled away." And you are free at last on Easter Day. And it's so beautiful. Freedom, freedom, freedom at last on Easter Day. And so notice a couple interesting things. The poem doesn't skip to the end. It starts right where you might be today, right where I might be today, almost describing an enlightenment. You find an open door where all was closed. You pause as though some secret were disclosed. And then it doesn't skip right there to, okay, now we skip to the end. It goes and sits there in that gloom and that darkness a little bit. You glimpse the sky above you, wan and gray, wide through those shadowed branches interposed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. And so you have this, you know, you understand that, or you've felt that before, that moment of discovery. And you find this open door when you thought everything was closed. You find this secret. And like, how does no one know? Like, where are all the people? Why doesn't anyone know about this, right? But it's still dark. It's still gray. But you have this spark of hope. And then the poem turns and it says, perhaps there's a light enough for you to find your way. For now, the tangled wood feels less enclosed. And that is such a perfect description of this journey of coming to God, stumbling towards the gospel, because it doesn't necessarily happen all right away. It's in these little gradual steps. For now, the tangled wood feels less enclosed, and seek the light in which you once reposed. And then the final four lines, the way is open, death has been deposed, and kind of like closing the loop there at the end. But I love the building storyline. And it describes, you know, your discovery, perhaps my discovery of the Easter story. Then notice how he's using heavy stone and wide tomb here to be a metaphor all throughout the entire poem, to give some depth, some girth, some weight, some reality, some real stuff to this story. So it says, as though some heavy stone were rolled away, you find an open door where all was closed, right? So there's doors blocking you, doors blocking you, doors blocking you. And then you find this thing that opens and it's like this burden is lifted. This heavy stone is gone. Lost in your own dark wood, alone, astray. You pause as though some secret were disclosed. That moment, that slight realization where you're stopped dead in your tracks. And that stone rolls away. It's like in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, when Pilgrim comes to the foot of the cross and is just blown away and says, thus far did I come, laden with my sin, nor could anything ease the grief that I was in till I came here. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall off my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed tomb, but blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me. But perhaps my favorite metaphor is here in these lines where it says, you lift your feet out of the miry clay and seek the light in which you once reposed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. And tombs, of course, are nasty, dark, and in some ways large places of death. The grave is this gaping hole, this thing of endless hunger and desire, right? And now Malcolm says, the light is now as wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. So he flips it on its head and says, no, this big gaping thing, now the light is as wide as the empty tomb on Easter Day, with maybe a hat tip to Psalm 40, verse 2, the miry clay. And then these last four lines, it's not God, it's not Christ, it's love that he talks about. And then love calls your name. You hear him say, the way is open, death has been deposed, right? And Malcolm mentions this personifying love as Christ, but there's something else here. And what he's trying to capture so brilliantly is this personal nature of the resurrection. This love is coming for you. That great hound of heaven knows you more than you know yourself. And more than that, this love knows and has given you a name, right? Maybe with a hat tip to Revelation 2, verse 17, where a new name is given. But this line is so important. And then love saves the human race. No, and then love calls your name. And so here it is again for you, Malcolm Guite, a villanelle for Easter Day. It goes like this. As though some heavy stone were rolled away, you find an open door where all was closed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. Lost in your own dark wood, alone, astray, you pause as though some secret were disclosed, as though some heavy stone were rolled away. You glimpse the sky above you, still wan and gray, wide through those shadowed branches interposed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. Perhaps there's light enough for you to find your way, for now the tangled wood feels less enclosed, as though some heavy stone were rolled away. You lift your feet out of the miry clay, you seek the light in which you once reposed, wide as an empty tomb on Easter Day. And then love calls your name, and you hear him say, the way is open, death has been deposed, as though some heavy stone were rolled away, and you are free at last on Easter Day.